Chinese letters of early days. In ancient Chinese wording, letters were sometimes referred to as 尺素. It was described in a Chinese musical poem written in the Wei Dynasty, 220 to 265 AD, titled Horses Drinking Spring Water from a Hole by the Great Wall, that a guest came from a distant place, gave me a gift of two carps. My son was called to cook the carps. A 尺素 was found in the fish. In this sentence, 尺素was regarded as a letter written on a piece of silk. Silk was lightweight and soft, but tough. Therefore, the written piece could be rolled into a scroll. The sender's name was usually signed on the joint, and the sealed scroll, also known as 卷毒, was sent without a protective cover. In fact, ancient Chinese letters were usually dispatched with covers in order to protect the secrecy of the written content. A few protective covers, made in different styles and used at the beginning of last century, are presented in this exhibit. Nowadays, urgent mail matters may be sent by means of speed post or express in order to be received within a short period of time. In the early days, similar services were offered, but fashioned in much more interesting ways. As an indication of urgency, a corner of the letter would have to be burned. This was simply known as the burnt corner letter. Also, if a letter required prompt delivery, this could be signified by affixing a feather to one of the corners, as in the case of feather mail. Seemingly, a feather might mean delivered at flying speed. Isn't that interesting? Some envelopes were stamped with the instructional markings of wine money as usual. This meant the recipient should reward the letter courier with a tip for the service. The words of wine money were used instead of labor cost, representing a Chinese traditional and polite way of asking for money.